Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day, and I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation. Be good to yourself, nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so too. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Leave me a review or some stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Stars, reviews, and comments, they are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. So now let's dive into this great conversation. Oh, that screeching noise reminded me that before we get started, I have a call to action. Are you ready to hear about it? Well, here it is. I want you, the BGTY Nation, to join my email list. Why? Because this way you can have something positive in your inbox once a week. Well, at least. You know, I thought that social media like Instagram and Facebook would get the job done. But some of you don't go on those platforms on a regular basis, and your email is always bogged down with work stuff, bill emails, news, some company trying to sell you something here and there. So let me pop into your email with something you can smile about or something that can bring joy to your life. What I want you to do is go over to my website at bringingjoytolife.com and join the email list. I will start popping in only once a week. So I hope to see you soon. Now, let's dive into our conversation. Have you heard someone say, "There's no consistency here, there, or everywhere"? Or maybe you have heard someone say, "I am consistent in how I handle things. How about you?" Being consistent is a trait or an action that will bring joy to your life. So why is it so hard sometimes? What makes you feel you are consistent or not? Is being consistent a losing battle for you? Or is it a top priority? First things first, in order to know if you are consistent, we have to define the word consistent. So according to Google or a digital dictionary, the word consistent is steady, unchanging in nature. It is a standard in which someone does something. I also think, in my opinion, that being consistent is an action or actions you believe in, what you do, how you do it, and how often you do it. For an example, at Chick-fil-A, which is a fast food restaurant, the employees are consistent with the greeting a customer receives when an order is placed. I know you know it, especially if you are a Chick-fil-A person that goes to Chick-fil-A like myself a lot. These are the famous words. "It's my pleasure." They are so consistent that other fast food chains try to copy the consistency. However, no one does it like Chick-fil-A. "My pleasure." I love this. I love when I order and when I say thank you, they just say, "My pleasure." It's my pleasure. Another example is the supermarket Publix and the way they are about their customer service. Did you know that tipping is not allowed at Publix? They even have tags that they wear on their uniform that says no tipping. The consistency comes when you are leaving the store. They will automatically pack your bags in the bags and they will take your grocery cart out to your car without even asking you. It's just the norm. It's just something that is consistent. You actually have to say no thank you to them, because if you don't, when you finish paying, they get behind your cart and they start pushing it out without you even saying a word. Now that's consistent. Another consistent practice for Publix is when the cashier greets you. He or she says every time, "Hello, did you find what you were looking for today?" I love that. Because if you haven't found that item, all you have to do is tell the cashier. Then the cashier will alert the bagger to look again for you in the store. And if indeed the item is unavailable, customer service gets involved. And they will let you know in detail if the item you want is actually something they carry in the store. And if it is, and it's not in stock, the customer service rep will tell you when the item will be in stock and call you at your house when it gets there to the store so that you can come and purchase it. All you have to do is go up to customer service counter and they will get the item and you pay for it right then and there. And there's your item. Talk about consistency. The practices I mentioned were practices in the public's eye. But what about you? How do you do things? Are you consistent with what you do in the workplace, around your social group, or at home with your family? So let's dive a little deeper. According to Jason Demers, a guest writer for Entrepreneur.com, he wrote that being consistent can eliminate bad habits. Do you agree? I would hope you would agree, because I agree. But the difficulty comes when your pattern of consistency is negative. You may not know it's negative. You may think this is the way it is until someone calls you on it, or you may not even care if it's negative. But if you're listening to this podcast, bringing joy to life, then I know you are choosing to be positive and want to know more about how you can be good to yourself, BGTY, on a consistent basis. Let's talk a little about some negative consistent practices that you may not think is negative because sometimes it's part of the norm. For an example, a person who lags on completing things, or a person waiting to the last minute to complete something or do something, a person only caring about how they feel about the situation and will give you the side eye if they are called on their ish. Is this you? This person is a procrastinator. This is a consistent behavior that is negative. And as a matter of fact, you have many people out there practicing this on a consistent basis and would dare you to say something about it. Another negative consistent practice is a person that is late to everything. Oh my gosh, this is my pet peeve. It drives me bananas when someone is late or asks me to be somewhere and they are late to their own appointment or their own event. I remember some years back when being late was something to brag about. I don't know how, but people were bragging that they were late. I knew people who would purposely be late. I even remember that one of my friends told me she would give a person a time for an event earlier than the time of the event because that would ensure that that person arrived on time to the event. Wow. As I think about this thing, being an administrator and having to deal with many employees, we sometimes get that person who's late consistently. When approached about it, sometimes the attitude you get from the employee is that attitude of entitlement. When they're looking at you saying, "How dare you ask me why I'm late? I'm here now." What? This is a negative, consistent practice, and you shouldn't be entitled to being late to work. You shouldn't be entitled to being late to your wedding event or whatever you may be doing. There's no excuse for it. And if you feel, well, this is how it is, then you are creating habits that can possibly make life miserable for you. Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't know that your life could become miserable, that you wouldn't be bringing joy to your life? You didn't know that you can do something negative each and every day and be consistent with it? You have to change your mindset. Conquer the negativity, then add a positive thing that is consistent to bringing joy to your life. Jason DeMere said that breaking consistent bad habits follows the same process as making new consistent positive habits. Which do you choose? Eric Holtzclaw, a writer for Inc.com, stated in the title of his article that consistency is the difference between failure and success. So true. In his article, he honed in on 5 rules to turning negative consistent behaviors into positive consistent behaviors. The rule that I liked most was the rule that consistency leaves an everlasting message to you, your social circle, your job, your family, your whatever. Being consistent becomes who you are as a person. I don't have trust in a person who's not consistent, and I mean positive and being consistent, not negative. They may leave me hanging on a project, or they may not even show up if they're not consistent. That's a Debbie Downer. I need joy in my life. So now that we have all that negative stuff out of the way about being consistent, how do you fare? Is the title asking the right question? Remember, the title of this episode is "I Am Consistent, I Think." Adam Sosinski, a lifetime achiever and a founder of the IQ Matrix, wrote an article about putting consistency into action. This goes back to what I stated that I believed in the beginning of this episode. Adam and I both stated that consistency is action and it can lead to success. So in order to BGTY or be good to yourself and bring joy to your life, one must develop a habit of positive consistency. So let me tell you how to accomplish this. One, get your mind right. Change your mindset. If you have developed negative, consistent habits, what you need to do is recognize it, acknowledge it, and definitely kick the negative habits to the curb. So get your mind right, BGTY Nation. Number two, build and start small. I love this quote. You are what you repeatedly do. Therefore, excellence is not an act, but a habit. Oh, 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 I love this. I constantly use this quote with my students when they're in my office. I constantly use this quote when I am giving some type of professional development training. I use it on my positive blurbs to you, the BGTY Nation. I use it with my boys and my family. This quote relates to everything I do, and you should start using it too. So build on the positive, consistent habits, and it's okay to start small. I would rather begin with small, consistent actions than to start out with a negative vibe that becomes a consistent action, which will not bring joy to my life. Number three, focus on what brings you joy. It's all about bringing joy to your life. As I continuously say, who wants to consistently have negativity in their life? Nobody. Make it a habit to wake up in the morning and when you look in the mirror, smile and say, I have joy in my life. Make it a habit to put your routines in perspective and know that it's about being good to yourself, BGTY, and not showing entitlement. Too many people in the world today think that they are entitled. They are entitled to making you miserable. They're entitled to being late because who cares? They're just entitled. No, sir. No, ma'am. You are not entitled. What you need is consistency, positive consistency in your life, at work, at home, in your social surroundings. Because what do I always say? It brings joy to your life. Number four, hold yourself accountable. Adam Suczynski makes it clear in his article that consistency is about building small, empowering habits and rituals that you partake in every single day that keep you focused on your highest priorities and goals. Accountability to me is the highest form of being good to yourself. Your life is not an act. It's real, with real stuff happening on a daily. What will be your story when it's told to someone? What will be your story when people look at you? Hold yourself accountable and make it a habit that is consistent. And then number five, I need you, BGTY Nation, to brace yourself for hard work. I know you have heard this statement on many occasions as a child yourself and as an adult. It's so true. Nothing comes easy. It's a process. It's a lifestyle. It's being good to yourself. It's bringing joy to your life. Slow and steady wins the race. BGTY Nation, are you up for the challenge of being somebody great? Consistency is the way to it. positive consistency will win every time. I would want my story to be to a stranger that I am a person who is dedicated, consistency, and I bring joy to my life. Can someone say that about you? If not, start now. Start with this podcast episode and taking the knowledge that I have given to begin your journey. You have to start somewhere. So remember to, 1, get your mind right. 2, build consistency from the bottom if necessary. The song that's right for this action is Start From The Bottom, Now I'm Here. I hear this a lot from people, meaning they started small and built on whatever they were consistent with and successful with. 3, focus on what brings you joy. I'm not saying that you won't have setbacks, because you will. That's just life. Hey, what I'm saying is that positivity brings joy. And if you practice consistency, that is positive and it will bring joy to your life. 4, hold yourself accountable. Enough said, right? Too many people want to play the blame game. Hold up. It's nobody else's fault that you are having consistency problems. You need to recognize, you need to react, and you need to hold yourself accountable. And lastly, 5, which is brace yourself for the hard work that is ahead of you. Not everyone will be here. However, life changes every day, and you may have to develop a new habit or do a new task. If that's you, brace yourself for the hard work, because hard work is inevitable, and everyone, no matter where you are in your journey, will have to face it. So those are the 5 actions that I expect the BGTY Nation to follow. It's easy. No, let me take that back. It's not easy. But if you do these 5 steps, it will start your journey to being consistent. So then you can ask yourself that question or tell yourself this statement. I am consistent, I think. No. You can say, I am consistent. I know it. Okay, BGTY Nation, it's been another great conversation with you, the BGTY Nation. I look forward to next week. Make sure you subscribe for free to my podcast so you don't miss a week. Follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. If you have a topic you want to hear more about, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me using my website at bringingjoytolife.com. Don't forget the call to action. Join my email list so I can pop in your email, your inbox, with some positive blurbs and always some good news. Check out past episodes and share this podcast with family, friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose, changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. See you next week, BGTY Nation. See ya next week.